This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 33 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your sanitation engineer of the weird. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So if you'll move aside now, I'll see if I can get rid of that stench that is coming from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real bizarro news.
A Chinese woman is suing the residents in a block of flats after she was knocked unconscious by a large, fat, fallen cat. Tang Marang, age 53, of Chungking City, was rushed to the hospital when she was injured by a fat cat falling from the building above. The cat was killed on impact. She was quoted saying, "I was walking under the footpath under the building, and suddenly a heavy object hit me on the head, and I don't remember anything afterwards." Ms. Tang has threatened to sue all 200 residents whose flats were facing the street unless somebody owns up to being the owner of the cat. A British man who went on a wild spending spree after doctors said he only had a short time to live wants compensation because the diagnosis was wrong, and now he is perfectly healthy, but is broke. John Brandick, age 62, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago and told that he would probably die within a year's time. He quit his job, sold or gave away nearly all his possessions, stopped paying his mortgage, and spent his savings dining out and going out on holiday. Brandick was left with little more than the black suit, white shirt, and red tie that he had planned to be buried in when it emerged a year later that his suspected tumor was no more than a non-life-threatening inflammation of the pancreas. When they tell you you've got a limited time and everything, you start to enjoy life. I'm really pleased that I've got a second chance in life. But if you haven't got any money after all this, which is, of course, my fault, I spent it all, well, they should pay something back. If he can't get any compensation, he is considering selling his house or suing the hospital that diagnosed him. The hospital has said that while it sympathizes with Brandrick, a review of his case showed no different diagnosis would have been made. In Edmonton, Canada, Mounted Policeman Mike Lake not only believes in the legendary Bigfoot, he has launched a petition to have the creature protected as an endangered species. Lake has lodged a petition with the signatures of 500 like-minded Canadians to establish immediate, comprehensive legislation to effect immediate protection of Bigfoot. In Indianapolis, a U.S. inventor has created a 110-kilometer-per-hour jet-propelled toilet. Paul Stender, age 43, built his nearly $13,000 racer out of a discarded portable stand-up toilet and a Boeing jet turbine engine bolted onto a go-kart-like chassis. He then drilled small holes in the door to let him see where he was going as a 10-meter-long fireball rolls out of the back of the machine. Paul takes his portaloo to race meetings near his home in Indiana. He said, "I used to keep a toilet roll inside to make it really look authentic, but I soon found that wads of paper got sucked into the engine, and that was proving to be dangerous. If it sucks in paper, it could explode, and me with it." In Madrid, huge flocks of starving vultures are attacking live animals in the northern Spain area, officials in the city of Burgos said yesterday. In one attack, about 100 vultures killed a cow and her newborn calf, a farmer from the Mena Valley reported. Vultures started attacking livestock when their normal feeding station in the Ordunte Mountains was closed recently. Vultures prefer to feed on the carcasses of dead animals, but of course they are scarce in modern Spain.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances continue with National Good Car Care Keeping Month, National Hamburger Month, National Hepatitis Awareness Month, National Meditation Month, National Mental Health Month, National Military Appreciation Month, Freedom Shrine Month, Get Caught Reading Month, Haitian Heritage Month, Heal the Children Month, Healthy Vision Month. Your weekly observances are, through the 12th, it's National Wildflower Week, Be Kind to Animals Week, Flexible Work Arrangement Week, Goodwill Industries Week, National Family Week, National Hug Holiday Week, National Nurses Day and Week, National Pet Week, and Teacher Appreciation Week. Through the 13th, it's Life Coach Recognition Week and National PTA Teachers Appreciation Week. And the 11th through the 13th, it's International Migratory Birds Day. Your daily calendar events are: on the 8th, it's Childhood Depression Awareness Day, National Teacher Day, No Socks Day, VE Day, and World Red Cross Day. On the 9th, it's National Night Shift Workers Day, National Third Shift Workers Day, and National School Nurses Day. On the 10th, it's Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day. On the 11th, it's Eat What You Want Day and Child Care Provider Day. On the 12th, it's Limerick Day, Native American Rights Day, National Nutty Fudge Day, Mother Ocean Day, National Babysitters Day, Stamp Out Hunger, NALC Food Drive Day, Windmill Day, and World's Fair Trade Day. On the 13th, it's Birth Mother's Day, Mother's Day, and Race for the Cure Day. On the 14th, it's National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day, Receptionist Day, and Underground America Day.
Bizarro Facts!
10% of human dry weight comes from bacteria. The cartoon character Popeye stood 5 feet 6 inches tall. When in the water, penguins are the only bird that can leap into the air just like porpoises. It's a good thing Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, as he was afraid of the dark. In a normal lifetime, an American will eat 200 pounds of peanuts and 10,000 pounds of meat. The word rhythms is the longest English word without the normal vowels A, E, I, O, or U. Stainless steel was invented by Harry Brearley in the year 1913. Chewing gum, while peeling onions, will keep you from crying. The lunula is the half-moon-shaped pale area at the bottom of your fingernail. Did you know Philadelphia was the home of the very first zoo in the United States? Swimming pools in Phoenix, Arizona collect over 20 pounds of dust every year. The most common name in a nursery rhyme is Jack. Fickle-headed and fiddle-dee-dee are the longest words consisting only of letters in the first half of the alphabet. A scallop has 35 blue eyes. A bowling pin only has to tilt 7.5 degrees in order to fall down. Your hearing is less sharp when you've had too much to eat. Second string, which means a replacement or backup, comes from the Middle Ages. An archer always carries a second string just in case one on his bow breaks. The human body weighs 40 times more than the brain. The cartoon character Mickey Mouse was the very first non-human to win an Oscar. Did you know all Japanese words not ending in a vowel end with the letter N? The foot is the most common body part bitten by insects. The most common time for a wake-up call is 7 a.m. The doorbell was invented in the year 1831. Do you like vegetables? The oldest known vegetable is the pea.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode 33 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed it, and we'll come back next week for our next episode. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.